Hi, welcome everybody to the call. I'm Michelle Ball, a National Marketing Director here in Canada, and I have Sandy Vayu, my partner in crime with me, another National Marketing Director from Canada. We're a part of Team Synergy, and we're absolutely honored and thrilled to be introducing Miss Demi Donnelly, who has, you know, taken the Juice Plus world by storm. So she was able to go to National Marketing Director very quickly in 90 short days, which is completely inspiring. She's done it all the while being a very busy mom. She's got 3 children under the age of 2 years old. I was telling somebody that today, and they said, well, does she have a set of twins? And I'm pretty sure she doesn't. So it's just
no.
And so I just want to take a minute to welcome you to the call, Demi, and thank you so much for giving your time to us to help us learn what you guys are up to and what's been successful for you. And I was wondering if you could just start by sharing with us a little bit of your background.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, thank you for having me. I'll just get straight into it. So I'm a presidential marketing director within Juice Plus, but I'm also a mother of 3, so I've got a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 6-month-old. Basically, I'm a stay-at-home mum, and I was a stay-at-home mum, but at the time that I started Juice Plus, my partner was a HGV driver, so we drove a lot like wagons all through the week, and it was a lot, it was away a lot, so that was probably my inspiration to work so hard within Juice Plus was to get him to not, it wasn't really basically to get him to stop working, but it was just basically to let him rest a little bit more. So basically that's what it was. So he was a HGV driver, I was at home, 2 small babies, and I was pregnant with my 3rd, and we were sort of stuck in a rut, and Juice Plus just sort of, and I don't know if this feels like it was anybody else, sort of just landed on our laps at the most perfect time.
Do you mind sharing with us, Demi, how old you were when you found the opportunity?
Yeah, I was 21. So but what happened was I joined the business at the end of November, and I turned 21 in April, and I'd given birth to my 3rd child in the March.
Oh, wow. I'm going to let Sandy ask you the next question. So, Demi, we're all wondering, how were you approached? How were you introduced to this business, and what was your turning point? When did you make the decision that this was something that would be your life path?
Well, what happened was I was actually approached in a way that I don't think is a fabulous way to approach people. And I was sort of cold messaged, so somebody had randomly added me on their Facebook, which is social networking, and just asked me, was I interested in losing weight? Now, at the time, I was interested in losing weight, but obviously I was pregnant, so you have to be very cautious about weight loss when you're pregnant. So I'd gained about 6 stone through my pregnancies because it was all very close in time and I was always home alone, so it was always comfort eating. So I did a bit of research. So that person I just sort of disregarded. I didn't really like the approach, but I did research on the product. The product intrigued me. And also, after doing the research, I realised that actually it was safe for me to take alongside a very healthy, clean eating program, which would benefit myself and my child. So at the time, when I started the product, I'd lost about 2 stone, but I'd also gave birth to a 10-pound, 11 baby through that. So I'd known then it wasn't actually affecting my child. It was just doing great things for both of us, and me as a mum. And I don't know if any other mums feel that way. I'd sort of got into a bad habit of eating really unhealthy. And it had taught me, the product had taught me amazing things about how to eat properly and healthy foods. So I'd actually been introduced to the business after that by a friend of mine, and I'd been on the product, lost weight, and therefore what had happened was people were asking me how I'd lost weight or why did I look so good, and it would become second nature for me to share my experience. And I also feel like if you've had an experience within Juice Plus, if you do not share that, you are sort of depriving another person. So I have to tell people, I have to share my experience, because I know there's 1,000 other mums that had a bad eating habit or felt lethargic or overweight, and that I can now help via this product.
Oh, that's awesome. I love your story. And so at first it was just sharing your story alongside At what point did you realize that you wanted to build a team and actually, like, you know, go for this? What was your turning point when you saw the vision?
Well, I've completely always, since I understood the business plan, I understand the logic of it. So you, the more people that you help, the more you help yourself. And I think that's a fabulous logic to a business. And I don't understand why every business is not like that. It just makes sense. So I understood it straight away. So I began to share my story. And then, therefore, I got involved in the business because I realized that this could become something. And straight away, there was no questions asked within me. I knew that this could change my entire life if I put lots of effort and lots of time into it. I think this business is amazing because it's very flexible, so you can do as much or as little as you like. But at the time, I completely wanted to do 100%, and therefore I got 100% outcome from it. So my turning point was basically from day one. That was it. Every day I woke up from day one and felt like, what can I possibly do today that would change my business, and therefore, if it changes my business, it will change my life. There is no doubt about that.
Oh, that's so true. I love your philosophy, and it all does come back to helping other people, and it just gives that purpose for being here. So, you got to NMD in record time. You know, the average to get to National Marketing Director in the past has been about 5 to 7 years, and you've done it in 90 days. So, can you tell us what some of your strategies were? You were using social media and events. Like, what? How did you get your volume so quickly?
Yeah, so basically my entire business is basically run through Facebook. That's my social media, and that is, you know, I do a lot of one-to-ones and stuff after that, but social media is sort of my introduction to the business. So my volume basically went from me, and I'm it's very hard to word this in a way that makes sense, but I don't recruit people within my team just for numbers. I recruit them because I like that person. I know what they want from this business, so they have the drive and the purpose. So I'm not selective in that type because I think everybody deserves a chance. But I also don't believe in just recruiting blasé. So my team was probably about 11 people. So I had no customers. I had no team members, within my first month of the business. And my second month, my customers started coming back with results, and they felt amazing from the product. I looked after them very well, and I built relationships with them. And I'm very much a people person, and I believe this business is about people. So I had built a strong customer base. I looked after them very well, and them customers had come back because they wanted to be within my team. We'd built friendships and relationships, and it just made sense for us to spend more time together. And this was a great tool and a key within that. So I probably had about 38 team members all together, and that would be within a few generations within my organization also. And I'd sort of passed along my drive and enthusiasm and excitement for the product and the business. So that's probably how it created such a volume straight away. And what I'd done was built my customer base in December, built my team in January, and actually gone SSC, QNMD, and NMD in February within the same month.
Oh, my goodness. We're just sitting here shaking our heads, like, marveling. Love your story. Like, it just gives us, like, anyone can do this. And I love that you're the poster girl of no excuses. I can so relate. I had a baby in this journey, and I only had one baby. I can't imagine having 300
people.
Remember the picture?
Yeah, so I'd actually gone NMD in the February, but I'd give birth in the March.
Oh, I love it. I've seen a picture of you sitting in the hospital, like, writing notes while having a baby in your arm, and
yeah.
So I love that you made no excuses. And where do you and where did you find time to do this business? How did you fit it in?
Well, I just straight away, like I said, I understood the logic of the business, and then I also understood the fact that if you know, the more effort you do, I don't ever say this is a money-making business, but I also believe there's a lot of money to be made, and I think that is an outcome of your effort. So I always just say to people, how can you not find time for a business that can give you limitless time and limitless income, depending on how you work it? So I do things like, for example, in the first 90 days of the business, I literally would have about 3 hours sleep. So my partner was a HGV driver, and he would go to bed at just one sec, sorry.
putting my phone on charge. So
he would go to bed, and I would put the, we'd put the children to bed, and he would go to bed at the same time. And then I would wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning for him to go to work as a HGV driver. And I would have stayed awake until that time doing business things and revising the product, revising the business, and so on and so on. So I think it's just really on how much you want to put in, that's how much you will get out. Does that make sense?
Oh, my goodness. It makes total sense. And I just love that, you know, like don't using your environment as fuel for your business, as a reason to do the business instead of as a reason that you can't is just so inspiring. And that's, oh, you inspire me, Demi. If you were talking to somebody that you know or a stranger, just kind of like in general, how would you share our opportunity or product with them? Like, what's your approach? Do you send them something? Do you invite them to an event straight away? I know it's different every person, but if you could give us some examples of how you would share what we do and our product with people.
Yeah, completely. So what I tend to do is I tend to know the person. So obviously, like I said, my team is built within my organization is from Facebook, so I can already get a gist of a person and I can already see this person sort of blossoming. So they're more than likely a customer of mine already, so they're already sharing the product and their experience. And I always recommend that if they're sharing that product, they're basically doing exactly what I'm doing, except for they're not getting paid for it. So I always introduce the business that way. Or if I've got somebody that wants to be on the product but they feel like they can't afford it, I say, well maybe you could do with the business then, and therefore you might earn a bit of extra income for the product. That's a really good, you know, like key. Also, you know, I had a girl once and she posted a few statuses about how she was looking for work, and then the other one was that she was looking for, you know, something to help her lose a bit of weight and make herself feel better. So I already am very engaging within that person to approach them and just say, you know, I private message them and I just say, you know, I don't want to be too abrupt with you, but I've got something that could possibly help with your income issues or your weight or your, you know, if you feel lethargic. This is, and I'm very honest about it. I don't tell them this, that, and that. I just tell them it has done this for me. My partner does not work anymore because of the business, and I am feeling a lot more energetic because of the product, and so on and so on. So it's basically just really about building relationships and knowing people and being able to engage and connect with people because of that. And I think because the product is so untouchable and the business is so fabulous, then that it's been very easy for me to share that with other people.
That's amazing. How do you start your new distributors? We've heard that you start them off very strong for success. And how much contact do you have with them, and what are your expectations of them? If you could share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, completely. So what I normally do is, we've signed up, they're a distributor. I know what they want in life, so I know what their aim is, whether that be more money for Christmas or they want to go on holiday or so on and so on. So I know therefore what they're driving towards, and I can encourage that. So then I normally pass them a package down, which is normally email, and it's sort of like prices, tips to get to their first promotion, tips on team building, information about the product and so on. I normally pass them a few names down to follow on the social media, so we'd only pass them something like Katie Ravey, Emma Sneddon, James Deval, and that just gives them a bit more information, somebody to just look at the way they're posting, they're successful, and therefore if they, you know, can sort of mimic it in a way that is engaging themselves within it, then that's great, to give them a bit of a tip. We've also got distributor groups. So I've got my own distributor group, and therefore we pass lots of information and ideas back and to. Phone numbers are always, you know, pass them my phone number, they can get in touch. And basically, I don't expect anything from them. I just hope that they understand the business. I hope that I've helped them enough. And I hope that they have got so much drive in them, which I have myself, that they can push forward. So I don't like to expect anything, because if you expect stuff from people, they sort of sense that, and therefore they sort of feel disheartened if they've not reached an expectation, and therefore it sort of makes the entire organisation pull downwards instead of up. So I don't expect, I just sort of hope for their sakes, because basically this business and opportunity has, and the product has the opportunity to change everybody's lives. It's just what we do with it, or it's just when. It's not if, it's just when it will happen.
Yes, that's so true. I have one question for you that wasn't on our list. And I know that you're really a master at posting on social media. And what I love about your statuses, Demi, is that you're so real and vulnerable, and you share your behind-the-scenes life. You're not just showing this glamorous highlight reel with everybody. And I think that people can really relate. So would you just give us a few examples of things that you post? And kind of like, do you have a daily method of like, I want, your goal is to post 2 or 3 times? Or do you just, is it a constant thing that you're always doing? Would you share a little bit of social media tricks with us?
Yeah, so what I normally do is I go by the rule myself of 5. So I normally regenerate my Facebook or my social media by 5 new people a day. And I normally try and aim for 5 posts a day. So I will normally try and do about 2 statuses and 3 images, because I really feel like images engage people. They're quite colourful. You're more likely to take notice. You know, they're saying that a picture speaks 1,000 words. I really think that is very true. If I see a picture that engages me, I'm more likely to read the caption. And basically everything that I say is very true, very genuine, and it's very there and then. I think, like you just said then, I'm very relatable, and therefore because I'm relatable, I become approachable, and I think that has built my organisation. So I never make somebody that makes them feel small or makes them feel superior. I make everybody on the same level, and I take people by face value, and I feel like people sense that from myself, so therefore I become approachable. Which makes it easier for me, basically, within building a team and an organisation, because instead of me trying to scour the area for people to join my team, I'm actually being approached by people who actually feel like, well, wow, yeah, she does struggle with a weight, or she does have 3 children and struggle with that situation, or, you know, and so on and so on. So I always feel like if you are relatable, you become approachable, and being approachable will build your customer base, and your customer base will build your organization.
I love it. So for people that are on this call that are, you know, ready to get serious about this opportunity, what is your best piece of advice you'd offer them?
Okay, awesome. So I've just wrote about 5 little notes that I think are sort of my key tips. So shall I just share them very quickly?
Absolutely, please do.
Yeah, so my number one is customer care. So most of your your team members should be somebody who has had an amazing product experience, and they're subconsciously sharing, because this business is about sharing a product that you have loved and you love. So my first one would be customer care. Really engage with your customers, be there for them, be reliable, and just sort of be on tap for them to contact you. And your customers will become your team members, and your team members will probably be your strongest ones if they've come from your customer base. My second point would be time management. So I, having 2 children and being pregnant at my very end stages of pregnancy, I thought I had no time. And then I realised that actually if I can prioritise things, I have a lot of time to do something that would change my entire life. And I have therefore made time. So Tom was a HGV driver. He was going to work at 3 a.m., sorry, and he's coming back about 7 p.m. at night. So I had the full day with the children on my own, and I felt like I had no time. And because I sacrificed a bit of time to build a business, now I have quite a lot more time, because now Thomas doesn't work via this business. So it's about prioritizing. So if you're playing games on your phone, or, you know, if you're doing things that you don't actually have to be doing, maybe channel that energy towards something very constructive. My point 3 would be revision. So know your product. Sometimes, because this product is so amazing, you might feel some negativity from elsewhere about the product. And if you know it, it's bulletproof and it's unshakable. So therefore, you know your stuff, basically. No one can tell you it doesn't work, because you know 1,000% it does, and you know why it works. Number four would be invest. So you want to be investing your time, your energy, and your effort, and they are key within this business if you want to be successful. So invest your time in all sorts of areas, your customers and your distributors. Your energy needs to be positive and focused, and your effort just needs to be all around. You need to have 100%. I always say that my most main tip would be to wake up every single morning and think, what now? What can I do today? And the last but not least is sort of think outside the box. So I do quite a few taster sessions. So what would happen? Thomas would come home about 7 p.m. and at that time I'd have the children, would be fed, bathed and in the pyjamas. We'd go out into the car and as we drove to my potential customer's house, the children would fall asleep. I'd get out of the car, do a taster session, get to know that customer, and then sort of get a customer order, but also I've started to build a relationship with them by giving them my time and my effort. I'd get back in the car and then we'd put the children to bed. So it wasn't easy, but it's very, very worth it. So think outside the box with things like that. Events are massive in the UK. It's a place for everybody to socialise and get together. And it's really great for if you are feeling disheartened. So just get to, you know, to regroup with people that are on the exact same mission with you. So yeah, and lots of team meets. I have loads of team meets with my team. We get together, whether it's with a glass of wine or whether at a soft play area or, you know, whatever chance we can get, we try and get together and discuss things. So I really think that's basically my five top tips.
Oh, thank you so much. Seriously, writing notes. This is so exciting. Can you just, to close the call off, paint a vision for us. And, you know, I know that you brought your husband home, which is so incredible for the entire family, for your children, for yourself. You know, you've probably saved the family in a sense of not ever seeing their dad. And it's just like, I can get emotional about that. I think that's incredible. But on aside from that, what has this business already done for you? How has your life changed as a result of your success in this business? And what are you going to do in the future? Like, what are your future goals?
Yeah, so as a stay-at-home mum, I'd sort of, because I'm still quite young, I'd sort of left school and I'd left college and I thought, like, I'm just going to have a career and what have you. And then, you know, I met Thomas and we decided to start a family, and which is fabulous, but I don't know if any other mother might feel like this, but you become a different person and you start to sacrifice your time and your energy and your looks and everything sort of comes in a bottle, and that's fantastic. I love being a mother, but also I felt like there was a bit more to me. So when I started the business, my first aim was, and we do a vision board. I don't know if you do it we do a vision board, which basically is what you aim to achieve. So whether that be like a car or a handbag or a holiday. And I could not think of one for about 6 weeks, could not think of a vision board. And then it was finally on Christmas Day, Thomas had 2 days off work for us to celebrate Christmas, and I just didn't think that was enough. And he was opening the presents with the two girls, and my vision board was basically for him to stop working so much so he can help me raise the children instead of watching me do it. So it's all sort of tied in and relevant to the fact that now this business has given me more than an income. It's given me a social life and it's given me friends and it's made me feel welcome and it's sort of challenged my brain a little bit more. And, you know, I'm speaking to adults instead of babies all day and sort of engaging in conversation and basically things like this conference call with you is absolutely amazing to me. And it's massive personal growth, because I would never ever before Juice Plus had the chance to engage in a conversation with you guys until now. And this now very moment has changed my life regardless of any income or anything like that, basically. So my future plans are, I've just recently opened up a salon shop for my sisters to work in, so they have flexible hours to work alongside my nephews, and it's basically given an opportunity. And I also always feel like opportunity opens up another door to opportunity. So Thomas is about to start his own business that he enjoys, that he loves, he's really passionate about. My sisters have now got an opportunity to work and be very flexible with their hours. We're very, you know, comfortable living, and the children see a lot more of both parents now, and it's just a lot more easy and stressless. And like you said, I basically feel like I've saved my relationship and family, because at the point in our lives where Juice Plus came along, it sort of felt like we was banging our heads against the wall, because you have to work to earn an income and so on. You know, you don't work, you don't get paid, you work, you get paid. Whereas now it's a lot more relaxed about it. So I'm very grateful and thankful for Juice Plus for that opportunity.
Wow. I'm feeling emotional. You are such an inspiration. The drive and ambition that you have and the vision that you have, you know, so
Thank
early
you.
In your 20s is just absolutely inspiring, Demi. I cannot wait to meet you soon. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with, you know, Canada and the U.S. and all that you do to promote other businesses and help, you know, inspire healthy living around the world. And we're just really grateful. So thank you so much. I'm going to end the recording so everyone can give you a shout out.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.